Welcome to No Compromise Radio, a ministry coming to you from Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston. No Compromise Radio is a program dedicated to the ongoing proclamation of Jesus Christ, based on the theme in Galatians 2, verse 5, where the Apostle Paul said, "But we did not yield in subjection to them for even an hour, so that the truth of the gospel would remain with you." In short, if you like smooth, watered-down words to make you simply feel good, this show isn't for you. By purpose, we are first biblical, but we can also be controversial. Stay tuned for the next 25 minutes as we're called by the divine trumpet to summon the troops for the honor and glory of her King. Here's our host, Pastor Mike Abendroth.
Welcome to No Compromise Radio Ministry. My name is Mike Abendroth. Glad to be your host. I think we've been on for about 5 years or so, and I am with Steve Cooley.
5 years, and we're looking forward to another 50.
Welcome to the working week.
Oh, thank you, Elvis.
Steve, it is in real time snowing outside today and quite chilly.
Yes, but our listeners are probably hearing this in July.
We were criticized. I know it's hard to believe people criticize No Compromise Radio.
Yes, stop.
But we were criticized because some of our shows are dated. Like, because we have to, record 6 weeks in advance because we have day jobs. And I think there'd be one solution to this problem. Those particular listeners could send in gobs of money, and then we wouldn't have to have day jobs, and we could devote all our time to No Compromise Radio.
That would be pretty sweet, and then we'd probably hire the big crack staff and have writers, and wait a minute. this is talking like a professional deal.
Then
here,
we could spend a lot of money on hiring professional money extractors from people.
Mm.
It's that time of year again.
And how about getting some professional voices to go on the show and replace us?
Yes, that's right. And we could have, how they airbrush pictures of people and have different lenses on the cameras for TV? Well, for radio, what do they have?
Air voice. I don't know how to,
air voice.
How does it go? They just dub, right? Today, substituting for Steve is,
Mike Abendroth. I got called Abendragon the other day.
Abendragon? No, that's not bad. I mean, that's so much better than Hafferhorf.
I know, but Abendragon. And by the way, a shout out to Jill from California who sent me the Henno mug. H-E-N-N-O, Henno.
Henno.
I was very thankful to drink out of the Henno mug. It is so replaced the Harvest House. Who's Harvest House?
I'm not really sure.
I know. I received a minus check from Harvest House the other day, a royalty check.
Did they?
In the negatives.
They deaded your account?
They did.
Hey, in light of your recent sales of your book, we've decided to take $20 out of your account.
I was in both the Memphis Airport and Charlotte Airport in the last week.
Name dropper.
And they have, no, let's listen. And they have, in their bookstores there in the airport, the inspirational book spinning kiosk with a variety of Harvest House books.
Oh.
And I was just,
and they,
so,
they had your book?
I was so wanting there to be things that go bump in the church there. And alas, too many Jesus Calling books trumped
bummer.
It.
Bummer.
Well, that's not Harvest House, but yeah, who did publish that?
Many things I do know, this I do not know.
Yeah. Okay. Steve, do you have your Christian book thing in front of you?
My Christian book thing in front of me?
Yeah.
You mean that? Like the catalog?
Yeah. Okay. But before we do that, we have folks at our church that they like to visit other churches when they're out of town. I think we all do, don't we?
I love to visit other churches when I'm out of town.
Okay. In all seriousness, tell our listeners, when you're out of town, do you consider not worshiping on Sunday?
No, I usually look for, it's like there's a hierarchy to go through. Is there a master's guy in town? Is there a church that's nine marks or, founders friendly or kind of, and so eventually, I might get down to some OPC. Oh, sorry. No, I'd be looking for some place that I know the gospel is going to be preached, preferably by a man. So, if I can't find that, then I'm going to be wondering why I went on this trip. So,
Steve, it really is a good thing to talk about because we all visit and go on vacation or out of town, some kind of health issue or something. First of all, on Sundays, on the Lord's Day, my family and I, we never say to ourselves, should we go to church today? in light of sickness, in light of an emergency, somebody's in the hospital or something like that. Yeah, 20 feet of snow in the tundra in Alaska. But on a normal, regulative principle, we say, yes, we're going. It just is a matter of what's the time and where's the place, mm-hmm. right? So we're going to go because Jesus has purchased us with his own blood. He has redeemed us, and we are called to go sing his praises with other Christian saints on Sunday. Doesn't matter what time of day it is, and we are going to do that. That's a non-negotiable.
But it's my day off, and it's the only day of the week I get to sleep late.
But the Patriots are on. I know. What would you do if the Super Bowl was on and the only service that was... You talk for a while. My phone's buzzing.
Well, I have an answer for that. What I would do is set my DVR if I absolutely positively had to see the game. You know,
see?
I mean, people, we live in a technological age. Why don't we take advantage of the technology?
I know. Well, you know what? There's about an inch of snow on the roads there in New England, and I'm wondering if our car can make it, kids. Better hunker down. Man. It's a TV church today.
Yeah, I don't really get that either. I mean, I understand when you can't see, you know, when you look out the window and, you know, the snow's coming down so fast, you go, I don't know, man, I don't think we're going to make it because we can't even see. The road's covered and I can't even make out the curb. I get that, but...
I don't think it was on a Sunday, but it might have been. My fourth daughter, Gracie, was about ready to be born into this world, and we... went into the hospital, to the emergency room, because I think it was so early in the morning. It was a 4:30 a.m., and we couldn't get into labor and delivery through any other door. And so I walked into the medical center's emergency room, and there were two different TVs on, and neither of them were on the same channel. You know, it's interesting that they're always on the same channel, right? It's
right,
like at the gym.
Sure. Yeah.
And the one had like TBN with some woman preaching. And the other one, I think it was Joyce Meyer preaching. And I said to myself, this is a bad sign. this is foreboding omen. This could be bad. So now let's think about, we're at a church. We are going to go to church. We're out of town. You mentioned tms.edu, Founders Friendly, Nine Marks. You said something about an OPC. How about Reformed Baptist or PCA if you were just looking through the yellow pages?
Yeah, if I was looking, I would look at Reformed Baptist and PCA and all those kind of things. But here's a little trick I learned, and I mean, I know it's crazy, but I actually go to their website. And I, because it's one thing to be a PCA and be a Reformed church or whatever, but what are they actually teaching, and, what does their pastor say and all those kind of things? So, I mean, sometimes the results of looking at their website are pretty disappointing.
Well, you could even get a godly man who wants to proclaim the truth, and he's doing it in a very wise way at a Methodist church,
right?
Evangelical free church, you could probably get some good preaching depending on the man. But we're just talking general statements here. What if you went to a Bible church, something Bible? What would you typically get if you went to a Bible church?
I'd be looking probably at some kind of... Most likely. I mean, it could be, if you come to our church, we know what you're going to get, but maybe a four-pointer or maybe less than a four-point, you know, kind of approach to it. So some kind of DTS deal.
Steve, when I think of Bible churches, I think of Dallas Seminary, elder leadership, maybe some verse-by-verse teaching, right? Four-point Calvinists.
Sure.
Yeah, just general.
At best.
How about Baptist? What if you just said, I'm going to just go to find a Baptist church?
I know exactly what I'd be thinking. Deacon-led, Arminian, a lot of maybe entertainment, depending on how hip they are, you know, and maybe some video clips during the service.
Okay. And what's wrong with the Braveheart clip now and again, or maybe Gladiator or something?
There is nothing wrong with the Braveheart clip or Braveheart clip, providing it's on a Friday night for entertainment purposes.
How carnal can you get?
Okay. On a Sunday morning, I just don't get it.
Steve, let's continue this theme because I think it's good. You want to pick a church, you move to the town, and you're scanning through the websites. When you look at a website to analyze a church for healthy doctrine, sound doctrine, hygienic doctrine, as Paul might call it, what do you look at when you go to the website? First thing,
honestly, I'd look to see if he's preaching through a series right now, because I want to see that he's preaching through a book, of the Bible, because that tells me that they don't hop, skip, and jump their way through the Bible. They actually plow through the difficult passages. You know, as a preacher myself, I mean, I want to put air quotes around that. As a preacher myself, I know when I come to a difficult passage, I just go, oh, man. Sometimes there have been a few times where I just thought, can I just skip this? I waive this passage. Why? Because not every passage of the Bible, let me say it this way, every passage of the Bible is inspired, and it's good for us to learn from, but not everyone is equally preachable, and there aren't always topics that you just, you know, you leap up and go, yes, I can hardly wait to, you know, so that's where you kind of have to motivate yourself. But it's good to see, because that way I know that it's a well-rounded church, and I know that they're not going to skip over the tough things to teach.
Steve, I like that little comparison with the triple jump, the hop, skip, and jump. I like that. I was better at the triple jump than I was the long jump.
I was bad at both.
Were you?
Yeah.
Now, see, when I was growing up in the 60s and 70s, along with you, you're my age, we didn't at our team, probably because we're in Nebraska and didn't have the facilities, we didn't do pole vaulting. Did you guys pole vault when you were in high school?
Well, I think maybe that I want to say that the team did. I think we did. But I never did anything like that. That would be like insane.
Steve,
I don't like heights. Even 6 feet would be like, are you kidding me? I don't want to get up there.
Steve, I went to the high school track meet. My daughter's, she runs in for track. And so they have all kinds of events. And she's not a pole vaulter, but I was watching the young men pole vault. And it is it's a wonder to behold when they do it well. But there's a lot of really bad kind of crashes. And when you type in YouTube space bar, when you type in pole vault fails, it is cringeworthy.
Well, I don't even think I'd want to do that, because I just think, you know, I know what it would happen to me. I'd go off to the side or something. You know, they'd have all these plush mats and I would miss it and land on the asphalt. But it you know, reminds me, I was watching a video. Somebody, maybe it was our folks down there in Atlanta, but somebody was doing some gymnastics, and it was interesting.
With the scripture?
No. It was interesting to me to watch, because, you know, I look at the stuff they do in the Olympics, and I go, I could never do that. But they do it safely in the beginning. You know, they step by step and, like, super padding or whatever, and not all the getting air under it or whatever in the beginning, so, you know, it looks safer. But I don't know how you safely pole vault. How do you safely learn to pole vault?
People falling on the sticks, off of the mats. You get forced backwards.
No.
Well, when I look at a website to try to pick a local church on vacation or something like that, I do the same thing. I immediately go to messages. It might say media, it might say sermons, and I scroll down, and Steve, I love it. And this is not a fail-safe, but pretty close. This is really good gauge for what are they doing. And it says Luke 1, 1 to 4, Luke 1, 5 to 9, and it just works its way through. And I think to myself, you believe in the inspiration and authority of Scripture. You believe that all doctrine is good for your people. You're a God-pleaser versus a man-pleaser, whole counsel of God type of thing with Ephesians. Acts chapter 20, the church at Ephesus. And I like that. That's the number one thing I do.
Yeah, where I get concerned is if I go to their website and, you know, it says all the right things and everything, and then I go and look at the sermons, and, you know, the first thing I notice is they're 20 to 25 minutes, and then the second thing I notice is, you know, our current series. And our current series is
8 cool media presentations.
Yeah, or you know, whatever, you know, 11 ways to, you know, I don't know, protect your kids from whatever, the world.
Bullying. When it's a bullying series, I usually know it's not going to be too good. And you know what? The other thing I look for, if I go to a website, and you know, they've got all kinds of things there, and, you know, pictures of the banquets, and you know, Awana kids running around. And if they have a link on the bottom right to No Compromise Radio, I usually go.
Oh, well, that's a no-brainer. No-brainer.
Now, the second thing I do is I go to the staff section, and that tells me about their leadership. Is it a pastor rule, elder rule, elder-led, deacon rule, congregational rule? And I like to know where the pastor went to school. It doesn't help you know, perfectly, but at least gives me an idea what his training is.
Right. Yeah, it does help. I mean, I can think of some specific situations where that wouldn't tell me everything because, you know, some people go to bad schools and then, you know, the Lord grabs a hold of them and straightens them out. So, or they go to good schools and then they go straight down. So, either way, but yeah, looking at the leadership can tell you a lot. You know, depending on how many ladies are in teaching positions, things like that. You know, if the adult Sunday school teacher is a woman, you know, that's right. an indicator. See,
how about if it's part of the Willow Creek Association or part of the
Pillow Creek,
the global initiative, Rick Warren, purpose driven stuff.
You know? Paddleback from the gospel.
See, Steve, here's the thing: people write into us, and we have many listeners who enjoy our humor, our kind of like banter.
Yes.
That was what you
were back
say,
and forth,
yes,
our give, yes, and take. Yeah.
But some are saying, you know, the hubris, the lack of humility, the arrogance, and you're always saying stuff about other people and laughing. What would you say to those kind of folks?
Well, I'd say they're right.
I'd say they're right.
Well, you know, there's just a big difference, and we were talking about this a couple hours ago. There's a big difference between preaching, where I have the benefit of the authority of Scripture, and I'm preaching from that, you know, and that's my foundation. Radio is a discussion, you know, and if people are uncomfortable with the method, I mean, we could do a nice boring show. I guess that would be great, right? Let's just
always
get
biblical,
on,
always boring, always in that order.
Let's just get on and speak about the important things of life, you know, and we could just be very, very, I don't even want to say reformed. We could be very puritanical. We could do nothing, you know, not critique anybody, not say anything of substance. But our goal here is really to kind of to push on some of the weak points, not just of your life, but of evangelicalism, period. And are we standing in judgment? No, we're just applying biblical principles and looking at the church and the world and saying such things ought not to be, especially in the church.
Steve, we also discussed earlier today, there are different times we talk differently. So at different times, we talk differently. For instance, when we preach, as you just alluded to, exhortation, imperative, you raise your voice some. You think of the good news of the gospel. It's good news by definition, forgiveness of sins found in Christ Jesus alone. And by delivery, war is over. You know, lay down your arms and submit to God. You know, there's clemency for you. And you raise your voice a little bit. Now, when we talk to our wives, we're kind and gentle on good days.
Speak
right?
for yourself.
Yeah. And when we talk to our kids, there's a certain way to talk. And then when we're on the radio, it's called No Compromise Radio. And if you like smooth, watered down words, this show isn't for you.
Yeah.
So if you want K-Love, I guess it's to be found.
If you want Jesus Calling, find it.
The number to call is BR549, right? So let's talk about... Steve just raises his shoulders like, what are you doing? Let's talk a little bit more about picking churches and trying to figure out what is going on there. What if they have a section for pastor's recommended books? That helps me a lot because I immediately know who the guy is by what he's trying to feed his flock.
Yeah, I mean, if the pastoral section reads like the top 10 of CBD's book list, then we've got a real issue. I don't want to read books by Tony Campolo or Sarah Young or, you know, Beth Myers or whatever. Is it Beth Myers?
Well, there's Joyce Meyer and there's Beth Moore.
Yeah, thank you.
They were both on a TV show together applauding one another.
I think it just mashed them together. So anyway.
A monster mesh.
Any of those kind of things, I mean, you know, let alone Good Morning, Holy Spirit or whatever. I mean, those are big tip-offs, you know. If Benny Hinn is the celebrated featured person there at the church, I'm not going to want to go there.
Steve, we live in a fallen world, and pastors, as we know, are certainly far from perfect, and we want to just try to be faithful to the text as much as we can and point people to the perfect one, to the one who never compromised, our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. But I've noticed that, you know, sometimes people in our circles are so picky, they need to go to some perfect church. Mm. They want to leave their church because, you know, there's a study going on that's not quite right, or the pastor's not, you know, completely reformed enough.
The ladies wear pants.
I ago. And so I met a guy at the Contend Conference, and he was a dad or a youth leader, and he was bringing a bunch of kids there for the high school and college students. And he said, you know, I'm concerned about leaving our church, and I want to do it in a godly way, and should I or shouldn't I? And my default is always don't leave, you know, if it's pretty orthodox, because I know what it's like to have people leave churches for less than, you know, great reasons. Well, I said, here's my question. What book of the Bible is your pastor preaching through currently? You know?
Well, she...
No, and he said, well, that's the problem. He doesn't preach expositionally through books of the Bible. He said, I can see if he would do a book study on a Wednesday night or Sunday night even, but he said he's just did an 8-part series through a Tim Keller book. And I said, you know what? That's pretty much grounds for dismissal right there.
Yeah, I mean,
any book, seriously. If it's Tozer, if it's MacArthur,
because what's he doing? He's recycling. You know, you're getting derivative of derivative. You know, you're getting Tim Keller's wisdom. You know, based on his perception of the Bible, and then that filtered through your pastor's lens. I mean, you're about three steps removed from Scripture. Why? You know, why? And I would say either they're not paying the pastor enough because he doesn't have the time to study, or he doesn't want to do the job.
Right. Steve, one of our folks visited a church, and they handed me a little card. It's probably 4 inches by 6 inches. It's called Christian Assembly, A Place for You. I would hope it would say Christian Assembly, A Place Where Jesus Is, right? That's kind of why I like to go. And it's a chart. It's a chart with columns and with rows. And on the top it says, Malachi 3, try me, activate the promise. Now, there's a space there, so it's not try me, activate the promise. It's try me, activate the promise. And on the left-hand column, it has weekly income, and then it has percentages of giving, 3%, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, all the way to 10. So if you made $2,000 a week, and you would want to give $200 a week, and here's your little handy-dandy slide rule of a card, because you don't want to rob God, Malachi 3:8.
Will a man rob God? Uh-huh. Who was it? Was it you? Somebody was talking to me, I think maybe it was this Sunday, just talking about a church they went to where every sermon was on Malachi 3. And I go, how's that possible, you know?
Well, for some churches, it's the altar call. So you don't call people to salvation. You call them to get out their wallets and their purses through Malachi 3.
Last week it was, will a man rob God? And this week it's, are you robbing God? And next week it's, is your family robbing God?
Malachi 3:8, will man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you? In your tithes and contributions. See? There it is. It's in the Bible.
Yeah, well, so you just need to preach that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I am preaching through Malachi beginning this Sunday, and when I get to that passage, then I guess giving's going to be going up.
Yeah, because it's all, Malachi is just, it is binding on the church today. There's no doubt that the tithes and offerings that are mentioned there are what we should be giving today.
Steve, right? But the thing is, if you name your kid Judah, then when Judah profanes the covenant, you can apply these verses. It's the name game. Fana, Fana, Fofana, Fifi, Fofana, Judah.
Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to Malachi 3 because everybody's going to be like, they're going to be looking. Now, by the way, I have a great tip.
Yes, please. I need the tips ahead of time. You know, Steve is very good when it comes to critiquing messages and, you know, this would be good. Try this next time when I preach it in 15 years. So give me the goods before I preach,
I'm really good at critiquing other people's messages. Not so good about critique. Well, I'm good after I'm done. I'm, you know, ahead of time, not so good. So here's the thing. The 10% thing, you can either use this chart or you can take your paycheck and just move the decimal point over one space to the left.
That's right. See, I did not know about that. Yeah, but then that would maybe be net instead of gross, and then it'd be double robbage.
Double robbage. Well, you know, just in fact, that morning's sermon, you could just name it, Move the Decimal Point. That'd be catchy, you know.
Yeah, and so I'm glad we live in a decimal, you know, system, because then it makes it simple.
Yeah, very, very simple.
Mal.
I mean, just imagine if we were on a base six system or something like that, you know.
Ooh.
Oh, that'd be very, very confusing.
Right, so when you want to try to find a church, here's what you're after. Not musical style, not do they have an offering plate or you put the money in the back little box. It's how do they handle the Word of God. We're after verse-by-verse teaching. And see, here's the good news. As Luke 24 would say, Jesus would talk about the Moses, that Moses and the prophets would speak of him as well. So if you preach the Bible verse by verse, you're talking about Jesus a lot.
All the time. I mean, that should be the essence of Christian preaching.
I don't need to go to church to be told to be nice. I already know that. I need to hear about who Jesus is and what he's done.
But it's nice to be nice and it's good to be good.
Hello. Mike Avenroth with Steve Cooley, NoCo Radio. Thanks for listening.
No Compromise Radio with Pastor Mike Avenroth is a production of Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston. Bethlehem Bible Church is a Bible-teaching church firmly committed to unleashing the life-transforming power of God's Word through verse-by-verse exposition of the sacred text. Please come and join us. Our service times are Sunday morning at 10:15 and in the evening at 6. We're right on Route 110 in West Boylston. You can check us out online at bbcchurch.org or by phone at 508-835-3400. The thoughts and opinions expressed on No Compromise Radio do not necessarily reflect those of WVNE, its staff, or management.